We understand that after when Christ returns, we'll be glorified with him, right? But yet, we have most, if not all, heard the term coming from a dysfunctional family. How many in here can relate to that? Yeah, Mr. Walmsley twice. There may be some of us in this room that can relate to this term in some personal way. There are those of us who have been in or come from a dysfunctional background. But you say in your mind, this couldn't be. Not in God's church, right? Beg to differ with you. Absolutely wrong. Remember, we all come from different backgrounds, cultural, ethnic, economic, as well as religious. We are all called to repentance. That's to change or turn around from what we were to what we can be. We may have been poor or wealthy or come from that kind of a background or an average in comparison to the rest of, of those around us. Well, this said, let us look at some of the dysfunctional aspects of our life. It's not just monetary. We all have things in our lives we would rather not have had happen, or even now in our lives. Remember, once we're baptized, there starts a process of conversion. When you're baptized, everything you had in the past and everything that's with you at that time doesn't just stop. We have to work on it and overcome that. There are abuses, there are illnesses, and there are addictions that have plagued us all our lives. There's coming a time when these things will be put behind us and all things will be made new. The Bible is jam-packed with examples of dysfunctional families. Can you think of any? We can think of a few, probably. Families and persons, for our example. You may wonder why God worked with these individuals. But why? We're told from God's Word. Turn with me, if you would, please, to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And this is only going to be the one passage I'll be reading today. In verse 19, I have it written down, so... For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of the world, in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. For the Jews request a sign. The Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, to the Greeks foolishness. But those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. You'll notice if you know in the church, you don't see very many, you don't see kings or princes or any of this sort in the church. That's not that they couldn't be. They could be. But he's not working with those people at this time. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame or confound the wise. God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised of God has chosen. And the things which are not to bring to nothing the things that are. That no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness and sanctification, redemption, that, as it is written, he who glorifies, let him glorify in the Lord. That's what we're to be glorifying in. Since last Feast of Tabernacles, 2019, we have major changes in our lives, in an upheaval. Major changes in our lives and society around us. We came home last year to find there had been a tornado ripped through the parts of northwest Arkansas, causing major damage. We have had to deal with devastating health issues presented by the coronavirus. We're told to social distance, supposedly to prevent significant numbers of death. This has caused great distress and concern for many, even in God's church. We're not without those distresses. Here in Northwest Arkansas, we have had members go to the hospital where they could not even have family members visit, a husband or a wife even. In one case, a member was placed in a nursing home and cannot even have one-on-one visits, except by phone, a cell phone, no less, standing outside his window, outside the building. That's sad. That's not right. Our economy has been disrupted. In many cases, our lives have been turned upside down. You may ask what this has to do with dysfunctional families or people. You see, down through the centuries, the millennia, God has used many dysfunctional persons or families to work with to fulfill his purpose in mankind. When you want to wonder why this is, well, let's look at just a few examples. I'll be paraphrasing here. A few examples God has inspired to be recorded in the Bible for our edification and inspiration and learning. First, there was our first family. Well, we always have to go to the beginning. Remember Mr. Armstrong that started at the beginning, you know. Our first family. You'd think the first family would have had advantage with only God as their parent. But Adam and Eve both ate the fruit and then tried to pass the buck to avoid responsibility. One son murdered the other, became a fugitive to avoid prosecution. Family two, Isaac had twin boys, Jacob and Esau. Jacob duped Esau into giving him his inheritance, helped by his mother's influence. So Esau set out to kill him. Jacob ran to his weird uncle Laban, who duped Jacob by giving him his ugly daughter to marry, probably while he was drunk. I don't know which one was drunk, but anyway. After 7 years' work, well, Jacob then worked another 7 years to get Rachel, the one he wanted to marry in the first place. Family three, Joseph. Joseph was sold to a band of Egyptian slave traders by who else but his brothers, who made his parents believe he was dead. Family four, King David's family, was the ultimate mess. His firstborn son, Amnon, was a rapist. His secondborn, Absalom, tried to usurp his dad's throne and slept with his wives. The seventh-born Solomon simply married everyone he wanted to sleep with. With plus King David committed the ultimate sin by committing adultery with the wife of one of his army's mighty men, and then he tried to kill him up, but cover it up by having him killed. Brethren, we live in a very, very exciting, tumultuous times. We've been living in very unsettled times since early 2020. We have seen the scourge of corona epidemic in the aftermath of being quarantined, wearing masks and social distancing, the unrest of the riots and the destruction of property by anarchists, news in the death of a black man in custody in Minneapolis. This was wrong under any circumstance. It was an excuse for creating violence. This was not isolated in the city of Minneapolis, where it started, but rather used as an excuse to riot and raise chaos in other cities such as Seattle, Los Angeles, as well as spreading to smaller communities, even here in northwest Arkansas. This is really quickly squashed here, so it didn't happen, but this was an attempt to disrupt the whole country. You may ask what this has to do with us, who come from dysfunctional family. You see, there's a work to be done right here. You see right here. Preach the gospel and prepare a people. There's a work to be done. There's a gospel to preach and a people to prepare. Whether we feel qualified or worthy or not isn't the issue. God has a plan. He's going to use us for that plan. The issue is we have been called by God to this purpose at this time to do the work of our Father. We don't know how much time there is before this end of this age, but we need to be on board and getting it done, doing our part. These examples of dysfunctional families have been given to us to edify and enable us to heal through having God's Holy Spirit. This enables us to perform the work He has set before us as we get closer to the end of the age. No matter where we've come from, through God's Holy Spirit, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So let us be glorifying God.